You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This one says, a couple of weeks ago, you guys were talking about listeners' experiences with secret strip clubs. Well, I haven't been to one of those. A couple of years ago, I started seeking out secret speakeasy-style bars with hidden and disguised entrances. I've been to many in North America, but the most amazing ones have been in Europe. Last summer, I was traveling with my husband and two friends in Paris, and we decided to go out to one of those bars. It was one of the coolest ones I've been to so far, disguised as a fully functional pizza shop where you had to enter the bar through a freezer door and a storage room. One night there, it was incredible. But near the end, we were talking with one of the bartenders named Valentin that my friend thought was pretty attractive, and he ended up inviting us out to a club with him and the other bartenders the following night after their bar closed. It didn't open until 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. Jesus, yeah. I'm not in the... Mm-mm. Well, actually, that's about the time I get up.
That's more of a morning bar.
The problem is...
Yeah. Morning bar.
No. Because wake up and go to the bar.
Yeah.
So we returned the next night. And then he said he had to close up. He'd be ready to head over around 4 a.m. So he'd meet us at the club. So we head to the club. It's in a warehouse in a super sketchy part of Paris. We went inside. It was an insanely wild techno club where we stuck out like sore thumbs because we weren't on drugs or trying to have sex in the middle of the club like everyone else, apparently.
Right.
Valentin eventually messaged us saying, hey, I'm heading over. And we said, hey, you know what? This is not really our type of club. We think we're going to head somewhere else. After a short delay, he sent back a series of like 25 texts of complete gibberish made up of English, French, and Spanish, begging my friend to stay and meet him. Needless to say, she was freaked out by that. She wasn't interested. So he followed up with a picture of him and this topless girl with giant boobs on the beach. We were dying laughing by now, so we responded by sending a picture of my husband's nipple and hairy chest, which he apparently thought was my friend's nipple because he said, oh, I love your nipple. I want to see more.
No. Mm-hmm. He knew it was the guy's. He knew exactly what it is.
His name was a man named Valentin. Valentin from Paris.
She says, we talk about this night now every time we go to a secret bar. We're planning to celebrate every year by sending him another picture of my husband's hairy nipple.
Yeah,
love you guys.
Two things Valentin's good for: surrendering and kissing guys
and running.
Oh yeah,
he runs right away.
Yeah, he would run away.
All confrontation.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not going to the super secret techno club in a sketchy warehouse
in Paris.
I think a lot of European clubs that are any kind of secret are definitely techno.
Yeah,
it's their thing over there.
The only like secret place I had found out about was in New York. There's this like hot dog place.
So secret hot dogs.
You go to the hot dog place, and then you got to go through a phone booth or something, and then it's like in through there. Like,
what's on the other side?
I don't know.
I haven't been there.
This is
just
a secret club.
It's a club though, like but it's like a bar.
Like a bar. Yeah.
Okay. Where is this at?
New York.
They got lots of cool stuff there.
Yeah, I thought the hot dog thing and the phone booth thing sounded neat, but I was like,
I've always wanted to go into a phone booth and have it lead somewhere.
It's pretty cool, right?
I would love to have some kind of lever that opens something.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I've always wanted that since I was a kid. Yeah. Like, pull a book on a bookshelf and it opens a secret door.
I wonder if people have those.
Yeah, they do.
They were, like, in all the cartoons and stuff, you know?
I followed some Instagram thing that was, like, all these different hidden walls that you could buy. Like, one was like a, looked like a brick wall, but then you could grab the center bricks and pull like a giant section. It was like made of foam.
Oh, that's cool.
You could just pull a whole section out and had a big safe behind it.
There's a bunch of these in Boston. We should try and find one this weekend when we're in Boston. Secret bar.
Yeah, I'm only bringing jogging pants, so I'm not going to a bar, guys. Just to let you guys know.
I'm not. You can wear whatever the hell you want.
It's so true. It's so true.
Doesn't matter. Cool.
I'm not Billie Eilish. So
that's all. I wonder if any of them are all like cool old revolutionary stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah. It's looking more like you know, like that speakeasy.
Lucky's Lounge. I've heard of.
Yeah, this one here. It's a. There's one underneath a North End bakery, modern pastry. They have like amazing cannolis, and then underneath they have this cocktail bar.
Huh.
Underground bar and grill.
Now, that's how can you lose there? Amazing cannolis, and then there's a bar underneath it?
Seems daunting to start a secret place.
Yeah, it does.
It's like hard, I bet.
Yeah, but you got to get people to find it.
Yeah, like the first couple of years, you're like, we can't market.
Well, I don't know. Like, if I can find out about it, anyone can.
I mean, so, if you're on this website, you're not that secret.
Yeah, right.
You're one of the cool people on the planet.
No, I'm not that cool, really.
Yeah, nobody tells me about their secret in New York.
Yeah, no, I know nothing.
But I'm not. I mean, I'm not out generally past 9:30.
You know how many phone booths I've been in. Just like where's the
just turning around in circles trying. Yeah.
Where's the secret entrance to the bar?
In London, I went in all of them. Nothing.
Yeah, and he's just walking into freezers in places.
Yeah. Sometimes the phone wasn't even there.
I've been arrested 5 times walking into restaurant freezers.
You're looking for the bar.
You're like, get out of there.
Lisa's with us.
Come on, I know what's back there.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning. You're on with Dave and Jeff the Freak.
Morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Yeah, so there's one of those hidden bars up here in Fenton.
Really?
How do you get into it?
I've never been there, but I believe it's through a big, huge Pringle can, and you push buttons on the front of the Pringle can, and it goes back to a bar.
A Pringle can?
Pringle can with buttons on it.
In Fenton? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I thought I heard something about the Pringle can or some kind of pop machine.
I feel like we did too, but I thought it was a machine, like a Pringle machine or something.
Oh.
I would be worried I wouldn't be able to figure it out.
Me too.
Like, yeah. Standing there. Like,
I'll be like, excuse me, anyone know how to get into this Pringles can?
I spent $42 on Pringles. Can somebody help me?
Exactly.
I want to get a drink.
Yes, it's behind a Pringles vending machine, apparently.
Oh.
In the back of a bare-bones Latin American eatery is a secret door. When pushed after 5 p.m., reveals the discreet drinking den, the Relief and Resource Company.
Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff, secret stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Boston ones are better cool and old.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some really interesting places that you could go to.
I wonder if there's got to be some in Detroit other than just the after-hours places.
I haven't heard about any around
those
here.
Those are kind of secret, but...
That's more like we don't run in
these
the circle.
These are legal, though. Those are, I think...
Yeah,
legal.
They're not.
I mean, shady. There's a lot of, underground strip clubs and stuff and bars in Detroit, but I don't know if they're like this.
Drug clubs.
Yeah, it's just a place
aren't the cool ones, though? Those are the cool
those
ones?
Are the
like,
cool
if,
ones
you're
are...
on, if you're on the up-and-up behind your little pop can thing...
Dude, I felt...
I'm not really interested.
Cool going to places like that where it was just like, wow,
I want it to be... You know, the Russians.
Cocaine just right there.
The Russians own it.
Yeah, little England Noel.
You know?
I can't go to any of those places after what I said about, you know.
But there's like a picture on like TripAdvisor, you know, about this secret place that I'm talking about. And like, I don't know, a guy in a flannel and a backpack going
in. Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That's the thing. If it gets to TripAdvisor, it's lame, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not that
cool. You want like the real secret stuff.
Right.
TripAdvisor, they gave it 4 stars, the secret bar. Girlfriend and I were just looking for a nightclub.
Yeah, like newsflash, you're not a secret bar anymore if you're on the internet.
TripAdvisor, that's what I'm saying. Like, I found it. So it was the hot dog thing that intrigued me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't be that secret.
Yeah.
Lisa was lured in by the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Mr. Butts has been to that Pringles place, right, Butts?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an actual Pringle machine, and you press the regular Pringles button and just wait a second, and then a whole damn machine opens right up. It's pretty wild. And then once you get in there, real darkly lit, there's some real fancy high-end drinks, and they got those ice cubes that are complete spheres. I mean, it's pretty pricey. But it's real fancy pants kind of stuff. If you take your old lady there, you're going to get laid.
Mm. Could I go there in jogging pants?
But I don't know why that one lady called in and gave the jig up. It's like these kinds of places should be up for speculation and talked about. Like, you can't just be like, yeah, here it is. Like, kind of ruins them.
That's my point. Like, once you're on a website, close down.
You're blowing the mystery.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, lady.
She ruined the magic of it all.
Everyone's got to give away all the secrets.
Well, I mean,
I'm never telling you guys where all the secret places are.
It was that they have spherical ice cubes. I think I can get that some other places.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through a Pringles machine to get there.
You can get spherical ice cubes a lot of places.
Just water, shaped water.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a sphere. That's pretty cool, I guess.
Don't give up the magic of Fenton.
The magic of Fenton.
Yeah, people are telling us about all sorts of secret bars. I think there's a million secret bars, I guess. Holy hell.
Yeah. It's cool. It's always.
I'll probably go my whole life without going to another secret bar.
I would never go to a secret bar.
Yeah. I mean, I'd go.
There's always a chance, huh?
These kind of places, the ones that make it to like TripAdvisor are like where like people that are just in real tight jeans go.
Yeah, there's a guy in a blazer.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, we don't really roll, at least I don't. I don't roll in the hipster circles or the Birmingham circles.
I don't want to sit there and try to like
Birmingham circles don't go to
the places. I'm sure they have something that they go to.
Drinking with a guy that looks exactly like Edgar Allan Poe.
Exactly.
I don't want to do that.
In Hudson, Massachusetts, there's
Dead
a speakeasy.
Is there.
There's a speakeasy behind an ice cream shop. Someone said went to New York this weekend, went to a secret speakeasy through a wall in an art gallery in Soho. Good drinks and all hot chicks.
That sounds about right. An art gallery. I could see that.
Yeah, there's another one, a hidden bar right in the middle of downtown Detroit off of Woodward. You go through a back door, through a kitchen, down two flights of stairs, then you meet a door guy.
Andy, I would love for you and I to show up at the art gallery speakeasy.
That'd be sweet.
Just
I
in jogging
would love
pants.
To see that.
Yeah.
And just
please.
We were looking for a Dave and Buster's.
This place is better.
You know, they had to get there. They don't got any video games, but they do have these like spherical ice cubes.
Oh boy. Ooh, a little pricey, huh?
You guys cool with
you
us
got
being
any
here?
Coupons?
Any coupons for these drinks here? $10.
What kind of specials you got here at this secret place? What are you guys like?
You guys, don't mind if we pony on up to the bar here.
You guys plotting something or what? What are you doing here?
Whoa, super secret locale, eh?
What do you got in the way of Miller Lite? You got anything like that? I'm looking
He just lives the high life, you know?
I'm on a low calorie kind of thing here.
Watching his figure.
What kind of, Jesus Christ, I don't understand any of the foods you guys got here. What is that? Oh my God.
Whoa.
Looks like a bunch of people from the 1800s drinking old timey drinks here. Man, we stumbled into some kind of reenactment or something. I don't know what the hell this is. I really would prefer Dave and Buster's, honestly.
100%. 100%.
Ruin their atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. I would love it.
What you got there, Edgar Allan Poe, in between your palms you're writing there? What are you drinking there?
You hear a raven?
I see
a raven in the ground?
Yeah.
I think I do.
No, I'll just have some tequila. I don't need you to put a curly little orange slice in my...
Yeah.
I don't need a curly little orange peel in my drink there. I don't know.
Hey, relax, guy.
Easy there, fella.
Telling the bartender to stop all of the little, you know, flaming
things.
Still
that vest
doing?
Off a dead cowboy? Where'd you get that? It's like a Wyatt Earp vest.
Huh? Fringe.
Yeah, that's a fringy vest.
Chuck
wow.
and Andy go to the speakeasy in tracksuits.
We were going to play the helicopter game at Dave and Buster's.
Someone else reminded us of that secret shoe store in Boston. Remember that it's an Asian convenience store on the outside, but you walk through a Snapple machine and it's a really high-end custom shoe store.
I forgot about that. Sounds kind of cool.
I'm going to guarantee that none of those shoes are real.
I got a secret shoe store of my own. I call it Amazon.
This is where you got those pretty cool Skechers.
I got the nicest Skechers. You wouldn't even believe
so
it.
So soft.
Karen's in Boston. She has a comment about these secret bars. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to let you know that in San Francisco, there's an underground speakeasy, and you walk down this alley, and it's an orange door. And every night they put a password up and you say the password and you get in for free if you dress like the roaring 20s. And when you get inside, you're underground. It's wild. You go underground and they have burlesque shows and bar fights and they have women behind the glass. Stripping. It's sort of like theater slash bar, and they have women like stripping behind the glass, like a peep show. Right. They have all these different rooms that you go in and out of, and they have, it's wild. It's wild. So and then when you leave.
What if Chuck and Andy had have shown up in track pants? Would they not have got in?
They would be
no, just
in.
Had to pay.
Yeah. Did they have Everlast in the 1920s? Because I don't know if I'm supposed to be wearing.
Right, exactly. You'd have to wear, pants up to your boobs, like the guys used to dress like gangster clothes and stuff. Oh, but it's pretty wild because when you leave at 6, 7 in the morning and you go to, the restaurants and all the cafes, you're walking in a street above where you just were underground.
Hmm.
It's insane. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
I like the extra, burlesque part of it.
Yeah.
Tied in with it is kind of cool, different.
Mm-hmm. Got to find the orange door. You got to know the password. You got to get
wear a zoot suit.
20s.
That's all right. No, where am I going to find 20s clothes my size? Those people were tiny.
But people are saying, by the way, don't let people talk up that place in Fenton too much. It's pitch black in that son of a bitch. Everyone there uses a phone for a light because you can't see.
Yes.
It's filled with hipsters, and it's like $30 for a gin.
Yeah, but there's spherical ice cubes, Dave.
No, that's right, yeah.
The ice cubes are spheres. Can you believe it?
Well, to me, I think that's you've made it happen. If you're a place and you've got the hipsters to come in there and they spend $30 on a drink that costs you 35 cents.
Yeah.
You're making it happen.
Right,
man.
So you don't need it to be jammed.
Yeah. I'm never going there.
They're bicycle
racks. They've made it happen.
Filled with the old-timey bikes and unicycles.
Yeah. It looks like a Smashing Pumpkins video.
One guy's got a crude Leonardo da Vinci flying device that looks like an umbrella on the top.
Like a cannon that shoots you to the moon.
We're here for the titties.
Carlos, you know of a secret place, too, in Canada.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you go, you open a Tim Hortons, sir, and go behind a, say, double-double.
Yeah, well, don't say that. The door would be open every day.
But, I wish that would be a dream come true. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
But no, what this is you walk into this tuxedo shop, and in the back corner of the tuxedo shop, there's this big glass mirror. And if you go up to the mirror and you knock on it, a guy opens the mirror, and he comes out dressed to the nines. And if you got a pretty little thing around your waist and you're dressed well, then they let you in. Mm. But you got to be prepared.
Prepared to what?
Prepared like dressed. You have to be dressed. You have to have a girl with you that's dressed up.
Yeah, you got to be dressed. If you're wearing sweatpants or joggers, then they're not going to let you in. They're just going to laugh at you.
Right. Yeah.
And it's in French, too. So,
Oh, mon dieu.
Oh, my God. Sounds like the worst place.
Somebody laughing at me in French.
Yeah. I'll take a glove out and slap him across the face. go ahead. Surrender.
You could just look crazy just knocking on a mirror or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. What's crazy is I don't know how many tuxedo places are over there.
Yeah.
Okay, I've probably been to it.
Someone said there's a parking garage in Detroit. You park on the roof. You take the stairs all the way to the basement. Then you go in a door under a stairwell. And it's a bar where they serve any form of weed.
Underground weed place.
So it's underground weed place. Secret weed place. Another one in Maine is supposed to be a yoga studio. Door says session in progress, but you open the door behind a bookshelf. Place is wild, they say. Bartender was the drunkest person there. Mm. Well, that's an alcoholic.
Yeah,
that's just a guy's place.
It's just your run-of-the-mill person with the gene there.
The gene.
Yeah. You're born with it.
You're born with that. And that's nothing special.
Tough to break.
People struggle with that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. That is a wild thing.
Everybody's
up in arms about an alcoholic.
You're born that way,
But I guess the prices have to be high in order to sustain the secrecy, right? Because otherwise you're looking for volume of people to keep your place afloat. If you just want, 10, 20 people in there max a night.
Well, it's the old, it's the oldest trick in the book, right? Like, yeah, it's like make Studio it. 54, like, you're not good enough. Go out, yeah. Go away.
Yeah. So, Lisa, Russell is calling us from New York. You worked at that hot dog stand speakeasy.
Yes. Yeah, I used to work for a bartender. So,
Your phone's cutting out. Are you still underground? Because your phone's cutting out.
Yeah, his phone from 1920.
He's got, he's got that earpiece.
Wind the phone a bit more.
Is it better now?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I thought it was.
Call us back, dude. New cell.
I know. He called all the way from New York City to tell us about it.
That's fine.
All the way from New York City. It's just a phone call.
All the way from New York City?
He called us all the way from New York City.
Wow, big city guy. Big city guy.
That's where I got all them buildings.
Wow.
And everything. How did he reach us from there?
Yellow taxi cabs as far as I can see. Big slice of pizza. Statue of Liberty.
Times Square.
The place where dreams come true.
And people die.
With nothing.
It's like he called us from the future, basically.
I don't know why I
New York City.
All the way. Mm-hmm. He knew the secrets of the Big Apple.
Damn, but his phone don't work.
But his phone don't work. What are we supposed to do? Oh, my God. We'll never have another person from that far away in such a magnificent city.
Like that was like a flashback to my childhood when someone would call, you know, from like, they're calling from Ireland, Mom. Someone's on the phone from Ireland.
Crazy.
It's hilarious.
Nah, yeah. It's just a
guy from Boston. They're like, yeah, forget him. Forget about that guy. Who cares?
Yeah.
So there's lots of secret places out there. If you really want to go, look it up online, because it turns out they're not that secret. This is the day of the internet. Everything's out there. You can find it. But just know you're probably going to have to dress up and pay $30 a drink.
You know what would be awesome is to, if like you just, you had your own place, you had a bakery, and it's really successful.
Yeah.
And then you just start the rumor. And then you just turn everyone away who shows up.
But then they
up.
Come in for a baked good because they can't resist.
That's it. Well, you gotta fund your little area.
You put that rumor out there. You gotta buy two cannoli. Or like, you know what
right,
I mean?
But
like,
then, that's the rumor. But then, I would just size everyone up and go,
no, you can't come in.
A secret one that's super bizarre, like a super bizarre theme. And be like, there is a bar in the middle of Boston. And you go down there and at the bottom of it, everybody's dressed like pilgrims.
Well, I just
there are three gophers.
Remember when Jason went to that he went to some place where he was dressed like a steampunk guy or whatever and
Theater Bazaar.
So like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want pilgrim. You gotta wear pilgrims.
You gotta look like you're in a Blade movie. Now,
it's more like a crazy sex place, right?
Isn't yeah, that well, that's why Jason went.
Jason said it was kinda like I'll let Jason tell
me. Yeah, hey, you
Jason.
What up?
Yo.
Yeah, sex club secret. You went to. You know about it. You could buy your tickets and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, at least, like, you had to wear some kind of crazy outfit.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to wear costumes, but it's not as wild as they want you to believe.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's supposed to be this super demonic, creepy thing, and it's not. Like, yeah, there's some chicks, you know, you see boobs and people getting spanked, you know, it's just your everyday
just
stuff.
I mean, that's nothing for you, right? That's tame
right,
for Jason.
Like, I had 45 phone calls that were
said after working here.
Yeah, not my personal life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's filled with boobs and spankings, too.
Yeah, there's people in, like, chicken costumes. It's a weird spot, you know?
Yeah. It's weird.
But, yeah, not a big secret. Thanks, Jason. All right, so... if you know of any place you think we should go while we're in Boston, you can always email us. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want Dave and Chuck the Freak delivered to your inbox? Sign up for their daily download and have all their bits in one place. Sign up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com to get the podcast, Peep Show, and more sent directly to you.
Have you seen Kids Bop, Karen?
Nope.
No, why in the world would I do that?
Well, it is one of these videos that's going viral over the past 24 hours. It's really blown up. It's an angry road rage woman. The internet has named her kids Bob Karen.
Okay.
Because it starts with Karen, as they're calling her, poking her head in the passenger side of a window of a car she says almost hit her kids. It's either an Uber or a Lyft. The driver's apologizing, but she's mad at the passenger because the woman who's in the back seat of this Uber or Lyft is filming Karen going off on her.
Sure.
And this is how it played out. This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see kids bop Karen. She couldn't be more obnoxious. She's making weird, angry faces and stuff. And take a listen.
I'm sorry. Really sorry.
You are?
No, it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yeah, I know it's my fault. That's why I'm saying sorry.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids. And she thinks she needs to take a video of it. Instead of apologizing like a saint.
So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a bitch is going to help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down.
God, people are freaks.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? That didn't upset me. But the bitch-ass hoe
that told me
to calm down? What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
You're calling me a bitch. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
What's the matter?
She's got crazy eyes, too, to go along with the whole thing.
What a dream girl. She's got a fat face and crazy eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Like them.
And her kids can't hear her because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Jesus Christ.
Poor kids.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's your mom.
Well, that's what happens.
That's your mom. I think there's so many women in the world like her right now.
There's so many people, not just women.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
crazy men.
There's like
too.
She fits that Karen profile completely.
She's just terrible. Fertile. My kids are gonna have all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
Grow up all weird.
And the poor Uber driver, he's just like, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Dad's probably skipped town already.
Oh, he's
You can't stay there. You can't stay there.
You can't stay with live action Miss Piggy.
No.
So any word on Karen?
No, I don't think the internet has got to the bottom of her yet.
I'm surprised they haven't tracked her.
Because someone knows her.
Oh yeah, they know her. Everybody's ever encountered her knows her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the first guy she's yelled at or person she's yelled at.
God, she's gross.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely horrible.
Just terrible. Those poor kids, those poor fat.
Someone said this video has everything. Aggressive hand gestures, women calling other women bitch has hoes, and head crackers. Head crackers is when a white woman is so angry she stands in the middle of traffic while sticking her head in your car window so you can't drive off. I had no idea that was a term.
I didn't know that either.
Head cracker.
I'm closing my window right on your face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness, yes.
That's crazy. I mean, you hope that you got like a... One of those, like, what are they called? Hunter sausage or something you can throw out there.
Distractor.
To keep a hunter sausage on hand.
I always keep a hunter sausage on me in case a fat lady gets her head in my window.
Yeah. Never thought of that. That's a genius move.
They love a hunter sausage.
Oh, yeah.
As it zips by their face, they smell it. That's
Sometimes they'll catch it, though.
That's
the key.
Yeah, you got to have a couple.
Yeah. You got to throw it fast.
Andy's emergency hunter sausage. Yeah. Give me my hunter sausage!
works almost every time, though.
Like a charm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a Karen cut me off this summer. She was a total lady just like that.
Yeah.
And she cut me off and then was like swearing at me. I gave her all the F's.
There was a lady yelled at me. I was driving through my parking lot to park in my space. And she was like, "Sit down." And I was like, "What?" Mm. Ah!
Well, you had that other chick throw the stuff at you, too.
Oh, that was a crazy... Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah.
She was in the wrong and, like, was too left. She was basically in this part of where you pull into a parking lot where you're supposed to pull in, like, the right-hand side. And she was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "You got to move." And she's like, "Yeah!" Starts going off on me. And then, like, I'm driving and I hear something hit the back of my car. Like, poof. She threw her... And whatever snack she had at me or whatever.
Oh, her sausage just turns up.
Did she throw a meatball at me? What was that?
Yep.
You threw a roast?
Threw a whole roast right at you.
Oh, no. Someone said, my mom acts just like kids Bob Karen when we argue. Mm. I am one of those poor kids.
They say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone kids picks Bob. It in a link to a Reddit post where somebody's already turned her into an action figure.
Stop it.
Amazing. That's great. Takes a lot of plastic to make an actual kids Bob Karen.
She does look very Amy Schumer-ish. There she is. Oh, man. I mean, they've just taken a man, some sort of male action character.
It's like a fat guy, too.
Yeah. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Well, she had no idea this would turn into all this.
No, she didn't.
When you're being recorded.
Do you think she knows, though, or do you think she's just so oblivious in her own life?
Oh,
or do you
I'm
think
sure she knows. Knows.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
oh,
people
for
that.
Sure she knows.
People that know her.
Good.
It's all over the place.
To be totally honest, she's really no different than this chick who's semi-famous who has this Dance Moms show.
I'm sorry. Really.
Who's so mean. She's like the meanest, fattest woman ever in the history of the world. And, but, you know, Stella watches it all the time. And I'm like, Stella, just so you know, this isn't how people are supposed to treat other people.
In the world.
You know? And she, like, got really sick. I think she got, like, cancer or something. She made it through. But I'm like, see, when you're that mean all the time.
TMZ found her.
Ugh.
Of course they did. TMZ finds everyone.
Yeah, they do.
You're cute, too.
I'm sorry. Jesus, really God. Sorry.
You are?
No, it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yeah, I know it's my fault. That's why I'm saying sorry.
Kids Bob Karen, the mom who went viral, says only one insult from the internet mob is getting under her skin, being labeled a Republican. That's the only thing that's bothering her. She says her behavior reeks of white privilege. She understands, saying things could have ended very differently if she were a minority.
So even politics slips into this.
Jesus,
every single thing.
Everything.
She said she actually appreciates the negative feedback aside from the taunts. Said her behavior is fair game for trolls because she acted like this in public. And there she is.
Oh, look at that little poor.
She's taking her own advice and calming down. She wants to apologize to the driver. She's got no lingering beef with the woman who filled her rant.
Oh, she never leaves beef.
So I think she lost it because she was being recorded on the with the video
that
set her off.
Yeah, she finishes all that beef.
She's not a strip left.
She never leaves lingering beef.
Oh, the kids were listening to that horrible Old Town Road song.
The kids bop version of
it. The kids bop version of it.
Yeah. Oh.
Which I just read that Trent Reznor is a co-writer on that song now. Because they ripped off a Nine Inch Nails song to make that Old Town Road song without his permission.
Wow.
And
so he gets kids bop money?
Yeah, if you listen to Old Town Road, there's a song... off of a Nine Inch Nails. Oh, no.
This is the
okay,
kids.
Lise, you were asking. You wanted to know? This is Kids Bop, okay? No, they're going to make the whole dumb video. You didn't?
No.
So it's
just
like
kids do
children.
Popular songs.
Yeah.
But if there's any questionable content, they'll change the lyrics.
Cool.
It's not.
Was it always called Kids Bop?
Yeah. There's a whole channel of it that...
Oof.
They used to make the CDs, right? Kids Bop CDs.
You guys looking at me. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, James.
We all turned to James.
I don't have kids.
Chuck was looking to you. Like,
and B,
you
I might
knew.
Play with toys, but I'm not a child.
Thankfully, my kids never got into that.
Oh, my God.
Kids Bop stuff.
Yeah, I've never. I don't know anything about
years
that.
Of my life.
But they pretty much every song you can think of, Kids Bop has done it too.
Mm. Yeah.
They haven't done 10,000
This one has 31 million views, by the way. This kids bop version of Old Town Road.
Kids like
the only
watch YouTube.
The only good side about any of this is that the fact that Old Town Road is like the number one most popular song of all time, right?
Yeah.
But that half the credit goes to Trent Reznor, thank God.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean.
And I'm assuming quite a paycheck.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Old T-Rez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. We're off to Jacksonville, Florida now, where a man's loud emotional support rooster has ruffled some feathers in his neighborhood. The neighbors say it's illegal. It's waking them up early with its crowing. But the owner says, hey, that's my emotional support rooster, so suck it. Here's the story from Action News Jax.
They can also be aggressive. But for people who live near the intersection of Ape Court and Running River Road, they have had enough.
It's getting ridiculous at this point.
Freddie Pigne is one of the voices complaining about the rooster in his neighbor's backyard.
Frankly, we're getting very tired. I mean, I'm exhausted right now. My wife's at work. She called me. She's tired. And every day at 3 a.m., we get woke up by a rooster.
Pigne says he has called animal control. He has also tried to get Mayor Lenny Curry's attention on Twitter, but no one could seem to help.
Neighbors tell me they don't need an alarm clock anymore because the rooster in their neighborhood crows all day long.
What's strange is that the rooster is in the backyard, and if this is an emotional support animal, how come he's not indoors providing emotional support?
So we went to the home where neighbors say the rooster is being kept. The owner came outside to talk to us after we knocked on his door.
He's a wild one.
He tells me he picked up an Asian Hawaiian rooster that looks like this off the street for emotional support. And that's what he told the city when they came by.
It was just a joke.
A city planning spokesperson tells me it is illegal to keep roosters within city limits. The owner told me all the crowing about the rooster became too much, so he let the rooster go Friday morning.
You know, I love animals. You know, yeah. That's why I let them stay around here. But people don't complain. I don't need them. You know what I mean? I don't need the trouble. Yeah.
So you just let him out the fence?
You go.
I don't buy it.
You ain't here no more.
So tomorrow morning, neighbors just might get through the night undisturbed.
Did they?
In East Arlington, I'm Jamar Lowe Phillips, CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News.
You just give him $20 and put him on a bus or something? That's what you do, man.
Good luck to you.
You give him a little stick with a little handkerchief. And
yeah.
Some feed tied him out of here, kid.
His little backpack. Here you go, bub. Go out there, you crow your little balls off.
Yeah. Go find yourself a chicken.
Go find yourself a gaggle
actually,
of whores.
3 a.m. is the time I get up. That rooster would be perfect for me.
Mm.
If it's exactly 3 a.m., if I can rely on
it. Right, but everyone else will burn your place down. I'll tell you this right now.
Burn your place down.
I wouldn't go to the news. I wouldn't make a big stink about it.
What are you going to do, Chuck? What are you going to do?
I would just...
Like, would the rooster just disappear, or what would happen?
I don't know. Something would happen. Something would happen. Remember when you had those cats? I had a few ideas for them.
No, I know you did. All highly illegal.
I'm getting to the point where, to wake up, I need a rooster.
Rooster?
So the live one running around scaring me awake.
Becking at you till you get
out. I feel like if you had a rooster in your home, it'd be scary all the time.
It'd be terrifying.
You know?
They're horrifying animals.
Yeah. They're very
aggro. Your home.
They wake up every day. How psychotic of a creature is it? They wake up every day at 3 a.m. and they're like, stay away from my bitches! Stay away from my bitches!
That's all they're doing, huh?
That's what they're doing.
But he doesn't even have any bitches. He's in someone's yard.
Stay away from my bitches!
he thinks he does. That big man's his bitch. So
that's
true.
He's like, my bitches are big. Would you stay away from my bitches?
That was huge.
Yeah, he was a big
guy. Yeah, he was huge.
Yeah, he was a large fella.
That's why no one's gone over there and just like knocked on the door.
Yeah, we're so tired.
You can hear him breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't care. I just got rid of that rooster.
Yeah, he's you know, marking his territory, they say, so he can make up as aware of his presence. And
yeah, stay away from my bitches.
Stay away from my bitches.
Yeah, these are my bitches.
Because when you have, I don't have a gaggle of hens or a rooster.
Yeah.
But if you do, do you only have one rooster?
I think so.
And all that, so like, because they'll kill each other, right?
Yeah, those are his hoes.
Right, so it's all his bitches.
Part of the crow, too, is to gloat when a hen lays an egg.
My bitches has had another egg! My bitches just laid another egg! Stay away! My seed connects!
Damn it, man.
Imagine if as men we just had to do that with something our Amber made chicken parmesan! Like I'm just super proud.
Yeah.
We kind of do in our own way.
Yeah. No. We should do it more.
Yeah.
We should do it more.
Just get out there and yell.
Yeah, just whenever you do anything.
Mark
good,
your territory.
Mine's all about me going to the bathroom.
Chuck took a giant dump.
Yep.
It'd be a good warning for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Something I guess to brag about.
My 401k is doing pretty good. 401k is doing pretty good.
This is going on and on.
Human crowing about it.
Human crowing.
401k. That's his big news today.
Just had sex. Just had sex. I sold my house for above market value. Above market value!
All day long, that's all he's been saying.
I can't handle him anymore, you guys. I hope he gets out of this neighborhood soon.
A 69 lady!
Oh my god, he's 69 lady.
Here we go again.
Oh, man. 69.
This guy, this neighbor of ours is just
I can't take too much. Anymore. We're going to have to.
Living like a rooster's great.
Reach out to the mayor and get something.
I don't know what he's doing. He's
I just did a doggy style!
See, again, he just had sex again. Now, this is going to be it. This is going to be his new thing, doggy style. Really, my kids are hearing this. It's too much.
Doggy style!
See, there he is.
Yeah, my son just started doing it. He just started doing the same thing. My son thinks he's a rooster now.
Oh, no. Dude, we have to. This is to take care of him.
Stay away from my bitches!
I like your plan of just taking care of him. This,
yeah. Yeah. It's just interesting, you know?
Don't tell anyone.
A human rooster.
A human rooster.
A nightmare.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Lasers apparently have not just been for women for a while. More guys than ever are seeking out the services of laser hair removal clinics. And there's the obvious back and chest hair removal that's been popular for a long time, although it did not work for Chuck the Freak.
It doesn't work, no.
But the biggest boost in the business these days is coming from dudes who want hair removed from their nether regions. I gotta say, I'd never get this done. But I would love never having to shave my genitals again.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a bit.
It's been a big bugaboo of mine.
Bugaboo.
Yeah. I think James is on the same page.
Absolutely, really obsessed with it.
It's just a time waster. I'm like, oh, I got to shave my balls again. Just... I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know.
I can do it in about 5 to 10 minutes.
It takes me a while. I got to knock it back, but. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get my butthole.
Well, that's what these guys are doing, too. Yeah. They get, there's this one place in particular in Manhattan. That's the one they talked to for this story. There's a link to this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This guy in Manhattan, he opened his doors back in 2002. The number of guys getting a pube blast has increased over the years. Now 40% of the people that go in there for laser hair removal, dudes. 25 to 45 is their big demo with men that seek out the services. The treatment area consists of the base of the penis, the shaft, the testicles, and the perineal area.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I did it for like 3 years in a row and nothing worked, but, go for it.
But that was Mr. your Johnson. Back. Do you think it would be different if you tried different parts of your body?
I don't think it works.
No.
Was it painful when you got it done on your back? Because I'm imagining, like, tattoo removal. Like, you... Bzz, bzz, like, there's
no,
zapping.
Not like, you know what? If it was tattoo removal, it might work. But because it's like a tiny little elastic band, like, zapping you. It's like getting, like, a static electricity shock.
I've heard it works for some people.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard it, too. I don't think it does.
So I have a friend who's...
She, like, never has to go again. Like, it's bald and everything is...
I don't know how often she has to go. She goes, it's not fits for her legs.
Yeah, like for me, knowing it's going to grow back and then you have to get it done again, it will kill your hair. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'd get my back done, they would zap it all over, and then I'd be like, wow, yeah, look, I've got patches where there's
no hair at all.
Hair anymore. But then in 2 weeks or whatever it was, the new hair would come back in. Like, my back is just as hairy as it was.
How many treatments do you think you had?
I went for 2.5 years. I mean, I went every 3 weeks or something like that, or every 2 weeks. Like I did.
I think they say this takes
so many
six sessions for your genitals to get it completely
right.
Hair free.
Have they updated the laser since you started? When you
I don't
did
buy it.
It's so
but,
long ago.
I mean, you could say that,
either.
But
just
I mean,
asking.
I just
I don't know.
No, like I said, it'll zap it. It'll kill the hair. The hair falls out or whatever it does, and it grows back from new. But it never, ever stopped hair growth, which is what they promised me mm-hmm. and what I was forced yeah, to forever. Read on the air.
So here is the guys talking about it here that are getting it done.
Rub your cheeks a bit. If you need a break, just let me know.
That's cool.
You're looking to get
Looks
your
like a
mankini treatment.
When would you like to come? Okay, I had a great
laser
time.
Hair removal has become more popular. Males are coming in to get their bikini done.
I mean, I'm excited about it. I've been telling all my friends I'm going to come do this.
The bikini area includes the base of the shaft, the testicles, and then the perianal area, namely the butt crack.
What prompted you? Was it just for aesthetics?
I think people can appreciate someone who's well-groomed.
Having my nether man regions manscaped properly has always been a bucket list item for me.
I had my chest lasered. I just figured the mankini, it would be fun.
Most men, when they look at a commercial, they see most males don't have hair. They like to look like them.
It just seems much more convenient than shaving overall.
Procedure takes about 15 to 20 minutes. There is a little bit of a zap. The hair shaft gets burnt and the follicle gets destroyed.
It feels like if you just got a pin, you're going to poke, 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 but the pin was hot.
Pain, I think, is really the word that comes to mind.
Laser hair removal is a safer alternative than waxing or shaving, because when you wax, you get ingrown. When you're shaving, you can cut yourself.
I have cut myself. It was a horror show. It's hard to see everything. That's why I think this procedure is quite awesome.
Full bikini for men costs $350, and we usually recommend six sessions.
Butterfly, this leg here.
The most sensitive butterfly. Area, I would say, would be the old coin purse.
That smell, man.
It smells like burnt hair.
Wasn't prepared for quite the smell.
Singed hair, my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know how you want to put it in the camera because that sometimes men get excited.
I have gotten some males that have gotten aroused during their session. They do ejaculate.
Jesus.
You kind of just say it's okay, wipe the area, and then just keep going.
I almost kind of realize why you go there.
People are...
What?
Blown?
Yeah, because and it's, they're into pain. With it.
She's
they're
like,
into
yeah,
pain.
That's
well,
what
whatever. 60 bucks
sometimes
a.
Sometimes it happens, you know.
60 bucks a shot.
That's why you wear your goggles and you wear your mask. And
they've got gloves on.
Oh, no, I hate a video with that wacky music.
Yeah, I know.
Rub your cheeks a bit.
The reason we do the perianal area is because some guys have a lot of hair there, so when they go to the restroom, a lot of things get stuck there. When they have no hair, they don't have that issue.
Wiping would be much easier with the hairless situation, for sure.
The hair is probably uncomfortable back there.
Oh, that one hurts.
Let's be honest.
So it's $350.
That's super cheap now compared to what it used to be, so... It was something like,
but you do have to go
$3,000 to get my back done.
Six sessions total is what it takes to finish it up.
I don't think the place I went to exists anymore because I believe they were sued.
Yeah,
for false advertising claims.
But don't you think then these places would be out of business, Chuck, if it wasn't actually working for?
Well,
some people?
I'd like to know what they're promising. Are they promising that it removes it for a certain amount of time? Or are they saying that it's supposed to completely get rid of your hair?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but I do know that I've been told that it depends on your hair type, color, things like that, too.
Right, and I would agree. I know I've heard all the same things, yeah. But I wonder if that's just like what they say
to
in case
themselves.
You run into someone like me who's going to be very vocal about the fact that it just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. It's six sessions. It's not $350 total. It's $350 per session.
Okay, yeah.
For
yeah.
six sessions.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, and I think I went for 2 10 appointment sessions.
So you had 20 sessions in total.
If not more than that, because after when it was like clearly not working, they were trying to like make it work. I was on the full setting of that laser. It was cranked up as high. I was like the Death Star, destroy it. And they cranked it up. Nothing, did nothing.
For a guy in a helmet like that. Like,
what it would do is as they did it, it would like my back would look like a checkerboard. Like wherever they put the little machine, like it would zap the hair and it would die. But then 2 weeks later, it would be fully, it would be growing back in.
Woman here, she said, got my vag and b-hole lasered. Best thing I've ever done. I had 9 treatments, been done for about 2 years. Still get peach fuzz. A couple of strands that I shaved, but it's no big deal. No razor burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that before too, with other people. So.
And someone said it does depend on the color of your hair. Like the lighter your hair is, the less it will work.
Yeah.
It works best on darker hair.
Yeah. I've heard that too, but
I would be a perfect candidate then.
Because you got dark hair.
Very dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something's weird. It's way darker down there than it is on top of my head.
Very nice.
This one said that it does work for them. I know. I had a Brazilian. I did it years ago, and it's awesome. Has to be darker hair, though. You may have to go back once every 3 years for a touch-up, but it doesn't grow back in mass amounts.
And if I can show you my back.
I have it done by my gynecologist. He gives me a topical numbing cream so I don't feel the pain of the laser either.
Yeah, they have that. And I never found the pain to be anything that you couldn't handle, but I don't mind pain.
But you didn't also get your balls lasered. I don't know if
I never got my balls lasered. I'm so glad. Like, what they wanted to do was just so insane. They were like, listen, you know, you're like a bald guy. Why don't we just do your whole head? I was like, you know what? Let's not do that.
Yeah, just leave it alone.
I think nature already took care of that for you.
No, but they wanted to do the sides, so I'd never have to shave the sides. I was like, thank God, because right now, if even just like 40% worked and then the rest didn't, I would look like some kind of Chernobyl victim. So thank God.
Yeah, it would have been bad. Like, you know, the back, if it screws up and it comes in patchy, no one ever sees it.
Right.
If you don't want them to.
Yeah.
Your head.
Yeah, my whole thing is, if anyone out there is thinking about it, I'd really, really look into it. And it's hard to tell from the internet because the internet lies to you a lot. And, you know, maybe there are some places like Lisa's talking about, they've got the right kind of laser. You've got the perfect kind of skin and the perfect kind of hair, and it'll work for you.
Yeah. Said the old lasers were different. The new ones, Altus Cool Guide lasers.
Yeah, you're never going to get me to do it ever again.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.